This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. As Slate Magazine's human guinea pig, Emily Yaffe puts herself through experiences the rest of us might wonder about, but hope we'll never have to have. Last time we talked to her, she had entertained kids at a three-year-old's birthday party. This week, she explores a different kind of experience. It's one most of us actually hope we'll have someday, just not too soon. Emily lived the life of a senior citizen, and she joins me now from Washington to describe what the near future is like. And Emily, tell us, first of all, about the senior citizens you were hanging around with. Where were you?
I was at Leisure World in suburban Maryland. This is one of the country's first active adult communities. To live there, you have to be 55 or older. And in fact, for these communities to be legal, there had to be an exemption to the Fair Housing Act to allow a discrimination against the non-wrinkled.
So you spent your time with Adelaide Finneran.
Addie Finneran, who is 83. The strange thing about when you enter the time of active adulthood, it reminded me, as they describe life, minus the archery, it reminded me a lot of my 10-year-old daughter's summer camp. I mean, you just choose from a panoply of activities, from woodworking to ceramics to swimming, aerobics, bingo.
Bingo.
Which bingo. I participated in. And one thing that's very important in the active adult lifestyle are road trips. So I also went on a road trip from Maryland to Atlantic City to spend the day gambling with these ladies.
This sounds like my kind of lifestyle. I'm ready to hang it all up and join.
Well, when I came home and told my husband, he said, let's go. they all seem pretty happy. In fact, Addie said this is one of the happiest times of her life. She is a woman who'd been widowed young twice, once in her 20s and once in her 50s. Her second husband had MS, and she spent many, many years nursing him. And she said this is a really happy, free time for her.
So tell us about your road trip. You headed to Atlantic City.
We took a bus, of course. They taught me how to play the game they all play, which is a game I didn't know existed, penny slots.
Is that literally a penny per yank?
Literally. But Addie is a little bit of a high roller on the pennies because she told me, look, you got to press this button and this button, and then you'll be playing 18 cents per line.
Wow.
At first, you're in this kind of existential, what is the point of penny slots? But then when you win 27 cents, the machine is ding, 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 ding. It's kind of thrilling. And it can take 6 hours. And I realized once, when you're at the active adult point in your life, you're not so much gambling with money as time. And they all said, this is a very pleasant way to spend an afternoon. You know, the question is, you're free. You're not raising kids. You're not working. Often your spouse is dead. What are you going to do with your time?
So are you looking forward to getting older, to joining the folks at Leisure World?
Well, here's the problem. Leisure World is mostly older single women and some couples. There are almost no older men. And I tried when I was there, it's lovely, the grounds are beautiful, there's all these activities. I tried to imagine my husband and myself there. His parents are 87 and 94, and they're still going strong. My father died at 72, so all I could see as we arrive, I croak, and then a bunch of ladies with fluffy hair descend on him with casseroles. So I'm not sure if I'll get to Leisure World or how long I'd last there.
But your husband, he's got a bright future ahead of him.
You know, he may be putting in a bid on a condo right now.
Emily Yaffe is the human guinea pig for the online magazine Slate. Thank you, Emily.
My pleasure.